Welcome to Kick-Ass Boomers, giving you the motivation and inspiration you need to make the most of your later years. Whether you're still in the planning stages or you're several years in, we'll share stories from boomers who refuse to act their age and continue to live a life inspired. Let them show you how being old can be new if you know what to do, with your host, Terry Lorbeer.
Hello, and welcome to Kick-Ass Boomers. My guest today is Tom Palladino. Tom is a holistic medical expert, scalar energy researcher, and humanitarian based in Florida. He has developed scalar energy technology to support humanity in many aspects of health and well-being, from longevity, anti-aging, to stress and energy management and hormonal balance and nutrition. Scalar energy is the fundamental life force found everywhere in the world, space, and universe. It originates from the sun and the stars, chi, prana, om, mana. Life force, pyramid energy, or zero point energy are synonymous terms for scalar energy. Welcome, Tom. How are you today?
I am well. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
We're so happy to have you. So tell us about scalar energy, how it works, where it originates, whatever you want to tell us about.
What is scalar light? We're going to speak about a new branch of physics. Scalar light is sunlight. It's the initial energy of the sun, the stars. I work with scalar light instruments. So scalar light is a new and emerging branch of physics. I'm a scalar light researcher, and I contend that scalar light technology will change the world, will have a significant impact on the lifestyle of everybody in the world.
That's so exciting. And I believe it because I've heard a lot of, you know, things from other people that scalar energy is going to come about to be a new way of healing. So I love it. I think we're ready for that.
We are. It's time. It's time. Let's do it. Yes.
So what is the future of scalar energy? And you use photographs to help. So tell us about that and how that works.
Okay. So if this is the primal force of the universe, scalar energy is the animating force of the sun and the stars, then it's responsible for all instructions in the universe. Light is fundamental. Scalar light is fundamental. Scalar light instructs the universe. Well, what do I mean? Scalar light, then, if we harness it, will allow us to have star-like capability. We will be able to command nature. I mean every word of that. So we're in the driver's seat now of nature. We have the command, dominion over nature. Okay. Now, in practice, what do I do in order to improve what I call quantum health, energetic health, or what I would consider to be informational health? I work with a scalar light instrument. That's one of the instruments behind me that allows me to capture information or the logos of the universe, and then broadcast that information or logos or intelligence to a photograph of a person.
Amazing.
I never work with people. All of my work is informational. This is my photograph. It has information attached to it. Why? It's a source of light. My photograph has embodied, incorporated a source of light on it. And in so doing, when I place my photograph inside a light field, a force field, we have a connection between the photograph and the instrument. It's all light. It's all information. Don't think at a chemical level. Mm-hmm. Think at the level of intelligence.
Right.
Now, let's say I had the Epstein-Barr virus. What would I do to identify and negate the Epstein-Barr virus? Now, just think in terms of light. Mm-hmm. This is a photograph of Epstein-Barr. It has a light signature, an energy code. My photograph has an energy code. If I wanted to eradicate the Epstein-Barr virus in my energy field, all I would have to do is place these two photographs inside the instrument.
Wow.
There is a sharing, a communication of information. The information of Epstein-Barr is being downloaded into my photograph. So I'm working at the etheric plane. I don't work biologically with a person. Mm-hmm. I work in the cloud or with a person's aura or their information field.
Right.
I'd rather work at the informational field where we can instruct nature than at the chemical level where we have to accept whatever nature gives us.
Right.
So we're at the cause of creation, not at the effect.
Wow, that is so amazing that you can just hold that Epstein-Barr virus up to your photo, put the light against it, and it will wipe out Epstein-Barr from, if you had it, it would wipe it out.
Yes, exactly.
Can it come back?
No. Why? Because we've negated the signal. Epstein-Barr has a signal.
Mm-hmm.
It has a life force. If I find that signal on my photograph, by way of intelligence, if I take intelligence and submit it to anti-intelligence or some type of anti-force,
mm-hmm.
the intelligence, the signature of Epstein-Barr ceases to exist. We nullify the signature.
Mm, amazing.
It's all on the level of non-physical intelligence. We have nothing to do with the biological body. Now, I'm going to give an analogy. When you build a home, you have architectural plans.
Mm-hmm.
The architectural plans are the intelligence on a blueprint. Architectural blueprints tell the workers how to build the home.
Right.
Architectural plans are the intelligence. It's not the physical manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
I only work with the, if you will, the realm of intelligence, the architectural plan of a person, which is their non-physical intelligence. And in so doing, I'm in the command center. I can control the outcome. I can tell my instrument to look for the signature of Epstein-Barr in my informational field, in my realm of intelligence or consciousness.
Right.
The instrument will identify Epstein-Barr and eradicate it as a signal, not chemically, as a signal.
And it can do that with things like Lyme disease as well, right. Because that's another virus.
Yeah. Or I could do that with the herpes virus. If I had herpes in my information field,
yep.
The instrument picks up the signature of herpes in me and my information field and eradicates it, removes it. Or if I had streptococcus, the instrument would look for the bacterium, streptococcus, mm-hmm. informationally, not chemically.
Right.
And would negate the information on my photograph. So what's the point? You can be in two places at once. Now, what do I mean? This is my physical body.
Right.
And now I'm bilocating.
Right.
That's my energetic copy. That's my bilocated version. Well, you can see this instrument is small. I can't fit myself into the instrument.
Right.
It only will accommodate photographs. So I don't work with people in the flesh. I work with people energetically through their body double or their bilocated version. The photograph is your bilocated version. You can be in two places at once. This is the scalar realm. Now, in a scalar energy dimension, you are essentially omnipresent. If I had 1,000 photographs, my 1,000 photographs would be in 1,000 different spatial settings because there's no time and space with scalar energy. So whether I have 1,000 photographs in my office or there's 1,000 photographs of me on social media and people have my photograph in their cell phone, my bilocated or my multi-located version is in every cell phone, in every wallet, in every magazine, in every home that my photograph is now stored in. I multi-locate.
That's amazing because I think that's hard for maybe boomers to understand that because we think of a photograph as just flat, no energy. It's just a picture. So, but you're saying all the energy and everything is there.
Yes, it is. It is.
Wow.
For instance, my predecessor, a man by the name of Galen Hieronymus, worked with NASA, worked closely with NASA. He secured the photographs of the Apollo 11 astronauts. Actually, NASA gave him the photograph. And he was able to work with the astronauts while they were on the moonwalk.
Wow.
Why? Because the astronauts bilocated. They were on the moon, but they were also in my predecessors, Galen Hieronymus, they were in the scalar light laboratory. And the photographs had a signal, just like my photographs have a signal. So we don't work with people a quarter million miles away. We work with their energy field right here in the laboratory.
Right. Well, that's exciting news because I have an international audience, people all over the world listen. So if they're interested in learning more about your research, it's something they can get involved with because it doesn't matter where they are, you're working with the photograph.
Yes, yes. Now, thank you. This is a new science that demands a new understanding of physics. Scalar light, zero point energy is a new and emerging branch of physics. Sadly, this is not taught by academia. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's start to learn this new branch of physics. This is not electricity. This is not electromagnetic theory.
Hmm.
No. Okay, so what do I mean? This is a miniature star. The instrument is functioning. If I take a light bulb and hold it in my hand.
Well, now people listening aren't going to be able to see that picture, but he's holding the light bulb up to the instrument and it's going on. It's lighting up. So for those of you that are just listening, and eventually this will be up on YouTube so you can go and watch it again, hear it again. So yeah, look at that.
These are free energy instruments that can illuminate light bulbs in my hand. Why?
Right.
It behaves like a star. Anywhere close to this instrument is so much energy, radiant energy, that it's animating a light bulb. So if we could animate a light bulb, we can animate our brain waves, our seven chakras. That's what I'm doing with this instrument. It allows me to animate my force field. If I can animate the force field of a light bulb.
That's amazing.
The light bulb
lit up just being near the picture, and the picture is near the whatever your machine or whatever. It's not a machine, but the light force.
Right. So this is the science behind my work. These are scalar light instruments. They are unique.
Mm-hmm.
I am entering into a what we call virgin territory. This has never been done before, with the exception of Tesla, Hieronymus, and another inventor I have respect for, Morin. It's a new science in which we can work with any person, plant, or animal by way of their photograph. Because we don't work with them physically, we work with their energy field.
Right.
Not in person. Their energy field is on the photograph.
That's amazing new science, because that just boggles the mind that the energy is on the photograph.
Yes. Yes, it is. Now, what does that mean? Well, everything has energy, even a photograph. Why is the photograph peculiar? It's peculiar to me. This is my fingerprint, my DNA, my code, my intelligence, my biorhythms are on that photograph.
Right.
I could ascertain somebody's blood type by a photograph.
You can?
I can ascertain their pulse rate by a photograph.
Oh my gosh.
My photograph is in the present moment. Whatever I'm experiencing biologically, this photograph is experienced in real time, etherically, or by way of information.
Right. That's amazing too, because that's an older photograph of you.
Yes,
but you're
is.
Saying you can use that and it'll give you all the present energy.
Yes. Yes.
That's
why?
Amazing.
Very good. There's no time in scalar energy. See, this is another concept that the world has to come to terms with. Time is relative.
Right.
Time is relative. In a scalar energy force field, we nullify time. There is no time. There's only the present moment. There's no past. There's no future. There's only the present moment.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to take a whole new way of thinking. I mean, I've heard some of this before. You know, when you talk to people that are into the paranormal and other things, those kind of people have been saying this forever. But, you know, it's not anything that the public has been aware of, but the masses of people. So we're really going to have to get re-educated, right?
No. No. We are. And, you know, there's no harm in this. I don't have any, there's no umbrage on my part. You simply have to learn. Now,
right.
I don't want anybody to take this offensively. It's a new science. You have to start from square one.
Mm-hmm.
You might understand electricity and magnetism. That doesn't mean you understand scalar energy. There are two. One's the apple, one's the other is the orange. They're two separate concepts.
Right.
Okay. So this gives credence now to clairvoyance. Some people say, well, I just know. How do you know? Because it's a scalar energy force field. If my photograph experiences my heartbeat in real time, then my photograph also experiences my thoughts, my emotions in real time. Well, what is clairvoyance? The ability to experience somebody's a future event or somebody's feelings or somebody's state of being in the present moment without a connection.
So I have a question, and I don't know how this relates, and it might not, but I was looking for, my mother had passed away years ago, and I was looking for her advice on something. So I took a necklace she had, put it under my pillow, and asked her to give me some kind of advice. And someone had told me, do it three nights in a row, sleep with it under your pillow for three nights. On the next morning, you'll get a message. And I did. I got a clear message. So is that somehow, you're talking about energy to a dead person, but it came through to me. So it seems like it's somewhat related.
Yes. And people will hold on to an article of a deceased member or a photograph of a deceased
or a photograph, right?
Some people pray to a statue. They have a religious devotion. And the statue, what carries that imprint of that holy being. Okay.
Right.
All of this is starting to make sense now. All of this, you've heard of quantum entanglements. Physicists say two particles, physical particles, will communicate with one another instantaneously, even if they're separated by a million miles of distance. Now, how do you have instantaneous communication between two physical particles? The communication is non-physical intelligence. The communication behind quantum entanglement is scalar light.
Amazing. Amazing. Yep. So tell us about your research and how my people can get involved in that, because I think there's going to be some of my audience all over the world that might want to be involved in your research.
Thank you. So my point is I have to prove this new science. Now, to be very clear, I only work alone. I'm the one researcher in the company. These instruments are custom built, so nobody's duplicated my results, is what I'm saying. How do I prove this? The people prove it. I don't prove it. You cannot prove this. It's an unaccepted science.
Right.
Nobody can prove consciousness. Nobody can prove that intelligence is found on a photograph. It's gonna take years. This is gonna be really a difficult task to prove this. Okay. So what's the point? On my website, I give away 15 days of free sessions. Anybody in the world can sign up for 15 days of free sessions. No questions asked. You can email us your photograph, your family. You're in charge of your family. Send their photograph or get permission from a family member. And we'll work with you for 15 days. We will balance your chakras. As I've demonstrated, the instrument is so strong it can illuminate a light bulb. We will eradicate, we'll identify and eradicate microbes all in the non-physical plane, all in your information field, or what some people call the aura. Everybody has an aura. Everybody has a force field. Everything in the universe has a force field. It's a scalar energy force field.
Right.
And that force field, again, is not your physical presence. That's a copy of your physical presence. That's an energetic copy of you. So my force field on the photograph allows me to bilocate to my laboratory. When you send me your photograph, you're going to email us your photograph, you bilocate to our laboratory.
That's amazing.
You've heard, some people have heard of saints who can bilocate. A saintly person can be in two places at once. I've heard that. That's a bilocation is common with some saints. Now, how do you explain that? Well, you're physically present in one location, but your energetic body or your divine body or your glorified body, your scalar body, can go anywhere in the world or the universe for that matter. Yes, you can be in two places at once.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, it boggles the mind. We're just going to have to get used to a new way of thinking. It's just different, but I'm open, and I think a lot of boomers are open to that we want to learn and we want to know, because I think a lot of this has been hidden from us for years. It's been out there for a while now, but we just weren't allowed to know about it. So I'm so happy you're bringing this to the fore, because it's very important, especially to boomers.
Yes. Thank you so much. So again, we have to start.
Right. Now,
that's how we start, with the 15-day free session. And then there's one other program that we work with. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, there's no human reasoning because I use photographs. I'm going to hold up a vitamin. This is a magnified vitamin, okay, riboflavin, B2, in which I can energetically download the energy of the vitamin into my force field.
That's amazing. You don't even have to take it. You're just energetically putting it into the body.
Yes, yes.
Ugh, amazing.
Exactly. So this is not a chemical process.
Right. Right. And by taking the vitamin, that's a chemical process. And it doesn't always get where it's supposed to. It doesn't always work the way it's supposed to. You know, if your gut isn't in good shape, it's going to pass right through. It's not going to go where it needs to. Right. So taking it isn't even a 100%, but that is.
That's
amazing.
Yes. Thank you so much. So energetically, everything has a signal, a code. Mm-hmm. This vitamin has a signal.
Right.
I don't administer it in a chemical sense, in a physical sense. This is how I receive my multivitamins, through energy, through a photograph. Why? Because my force field, my bilocated version, is accepting the energy of the vitamin. This is the easy way to impart, to download, to administer vitamins to the force field, to the scalar energy body. So to be clear, I've never worked with a human being in my life. I don't want to.
Right.
Why work at this level, the chemical level, when you can work at the best level, the supreme level of intelligence?
Yes. And you can work with people all over the world because of that, which is another mind-boggling thing. You don't have to have a location where people are coming in and out, and it's just so more efficient this way.
Thank you so much. So I can easily work with 1 million photographs a day.
Wow. Wow.
So this is going to be global healing through this Christ realm, through this realm of consciousness.
Right.
This is the way things are done in heaven, to be quite frank with you, Barry. Heaven doesn't work at this biological level.
Mm-mm.
They work at the spiritual level.
Right.
Where everything is instantaneous. There's no chemical reactions in heaven.
Right. And the shame of it is that I think the world for the past like 50 years have been getting away from spirituality, which is sad when we need to move toward it. I mean, there's a group of people, like I'm one of them, that has been moving towards spirituality for a while now. I belong to a spiritual group I've belonged to for 40 years. But as a whole, I don't think we've been doing that. And it's time. It's time.
You know, if you look at the universe, you say to yourself, there has to be instructions, intelligence.
Yes.
If you didn't have intelligence, you'd have a chaotic universe. So something is providing universal instructions. That is scalar light.
Yes.
Scalar light is instructing and maintaining the universe. That's how important this science is. It's the first principle of everything. I don't know why we're ignoring the first principle of the universe. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't make sense. I don't understand it. And you've been studying this for a long time, correct? 40-some years?
Yeah, my life.
Oh, amazing. And here we are, and we still haven't accepted, and we're not using it the way we could after all that time. This is crazy.
It is. It's insanity.
It's insanity.
This is a gift from God. It's so simple. It's so easy.
Yep.
It's effective, yes, but also there's no drawback. There's no negative consequences.
Right.
No
side effects, right? Like everything else we take has side effects. There's no side effects to this.
Correct, because in the chemical world, that's a biological world. You have side effects. In the non-physical higher realm, there is no chemistry. This is not a chemical consequence.
Right.
There cannot be any biological side effect. My photograph has never sneezed. My photograph has never had a pimple. My photograph has never had an allergic reaction.
Right. Just amazing. So give us your website. So if people want to write it down and go, and it will be in the show notes for everyone too. If you're out exercising or out of the house, listening in the car, it'll all be in the show notes. So you can definitely reach him. But what is your website? Right. And again, go over what they'll find there and what they can do.
ScalarLight.com. S-C-A-L-A-R. ScalarLight.com. Anybody can visit the website, read our articles, and then you and your family are entitled to 15 days of free sessions. Try it. Again, there cannot be any negative consequence. Try it. We'll balance your brainwaves, your seven chakras. Your chakras are composed of scalar energy. So the scalar energy instrument should compose or recompose your seven chakras, should balance your seven chakras. We're going to eradicate viruses. We're going to identify and eradicate viruses and bacteria in your quantum field, the quantum field. And then finally, every day, we're going to download vitamins and minerals and glutathione and antioxidants. The greater majority of people say something changed. After 15 days, people say, I feel better. Now, they can't put their finger on it, and I don't blame them because it's non-physical. And you sent me your photograph, and your photograph is receiving the energy.
Right.
Now, can I prove this? No. Nobody can prove a connection between a scanner light photograph signature and a person at a distance who exists in the electromagnetic realm.
Right.
The only way to prove my work is to finally say that people probably exist also in a scalar energy capacity, not just by way of Newtonian explanation. There is something besides the electromagnetic force field. If my work will ever be embraced, you'll have to accept two force fields, electricity and magnetism and scalar energy. And that will be, that's going to be some doing. That's not going to be easy, Terry.
No, it's not going to be easy, but I'm willing to send my photo. And we talked a little bit beforehand that I have a herpes virus in my eye and I have Lyme disease. So if I send my photo and we get rid of that, that will be proof, correct?
Yes. Well, proof for you.
For me, yes.
Proof for the world, not necessarily because I only work with your photograph.
Right.
Because your signature is specific to the photograph. Yeah.
Right.
But that's a good point. Well, how do I prove this? I don't, number one. Number two, the testimonies of people prove it for the people themselves.
Yes.
Can I say that one person's reaction will be standard blanket? No. For everybody, no. I can't, because everybody has a unique force field.
Right. But I have tests proving that I have Lyme disease and I had the herpes virus in my eye. I have tests saying that. So if I send my photo and you get rid of that and I retest and the retest says it's gone, that's proof, right?
Yeah, well, then you have to say, what else did you do besides scalar light? If scalar light is the only change that you've ever experienced in 4 or 5 months of time, the only treatment modality that you're working with, yes, then that leads us to conclude that scalar probably had a significant impact.
Right.
But again, I'm not trying to dodge the question. It's going to be so difficult to prove non-physical reality.
Right.
You see, everything we do in this world, we can measure, we can see it, we can sense it or feel it.
Right.
You cannot measure scalar energy. It's infinite intelligence. You cannot measure intelligence. You can only see the before and after. I've never seen scalar energy. It's invisible. So when something's invisible and it's non-physical, well, you have to accept it by faith.
But, you know, I think it's going to become a big part of our future. And, you know, if the people feel like it did something for them, it's going to work and they're going to say fine, because we don't always have proof that the medicines are working for us either. And in fact, when I went back to the doctors after he diagnosed my Lyme disease, I went and had more blood work after I followed his protocol and it was still in my blood work. And he goes, but you did the protocol, so you're okay. Don't worry about it. But it's still there. So, yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
here are some of the testimonies, and I'll let the audience judge. Now, keep in mind, all testimonies are anecdotal because nobody's ever measured scalar energy.
Right.
By rigorous scientific inquiry, we can't measure the energy. It's infinite. You can't measure infinite intelligence.
Right.
This is a photograph. This is an HIV AIDS clinic in Delhi, India. It's called Om Prakash HIV AIDS Clinic in Delhi, India. I've worked with over 5,000 people from this clinic by way of their photograph.
Mm.
I've never been to India in my life. The people from Om Prakash, this clinic in Delhi, India, did not come to my laboratory. No, they sent me their photograph from Delhi, India. Everybody,
and Tom is holding up a photograph of a group of people and a little sign saying where they're from and all. So just for the people who are listening, he is holding up that photograph.
Okay. Now, how did I work with these people? I took a photograph. And again, they're HIV positive. I took a photograph of the HIV virus. I put it in the instrument side by side the photograph of the people. The energy, the signature of HIV downloaded into the people.
Amazing.
It's not a biological process. The energy, the force field is identified in the people of HIV. The instrument then will nullify the signal of HIV, will eradicate it, negate it, disassemble it, confuse the molecular intelligence. I firmly believe that all molecules have intelligence. And if I send anti-intelligence or if I negate the intelligence of the HIV virus, that's non-physical, then the HIV virus is no longer an intelligent construct. I brought the HIV virus to a state of chaos. That might be considered transmutation or some type of anti-matter or anti-intelligence. All of this is open to discussion. Long, long story short, nobody at that clinic is HIV positive.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
After I work with them, some of them have PCR tests.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has a viral load for HIV. No one.
To me, that's proof.
Now, can we make a direct correlation between a person's photograph and their health? No, I can't. Nobody can prove this.
Right.
No, there was a time when we said, well, I think we can fly a plane. And eventually the Wright brothers flew a plane. But did they understand the laws of aerodynamics? Not necessarily.
Right.
We learned as we went. Okay. So I'm trying to fly a plane and I'm saying my plane flies. But there's so much science behind this, and there's so much investigation that's necessary. And again, I'm one researcher, and I work alone because nobody's ever made this a career, to my knowledge. Nobody has these instruments. So at the end of the day, I have to rely upon God's grace, and I present this to the world. I let the world make a decision.
It's the best way to do it. Absolutely.
Exactly. Let the world speak. Let the testimony speak. I don't judge the testimonies. I can't. It's not a testimony if I'm judging somebody's testimony. I let people post testimonies on our website. Let the people speak.
Right. And somehow we got connected because I had never heard of you. It was a Karen Maloney that somehow wrote to me and said, I think Tom would make a great guest, but how did she find out about me? She found out about the podcast, connected us. So I think the universe has something to do with that too. I really do.
I'm sure. A lot of people are starting to share our story now.
Right.
A lot of people realize that something's happening.
Yeah.
They're seeing a cause and effect relationship. Even if people can't explain that, I can't explain this complete fluid testimony. It's an emerging science, but it's very real. It's as real as a brain thought.
Right.
Any thought, any brain activity is a scalar wave. That's what I'm working with, the realm of intelligence.
Well, it's funny because I've been belonged to the Edgar Cayce Institute for over 40 years. And he always said, thoughts are things. Be careful what you think, because that thought is almost alive. He didn't use that word, but thoughts are things. Be careful what you put out into the universe. So, and he said that he died in 1945. So this has been around for a while, but we're not progressing very fast with this kind of, information. We're just kind of stuck.
we are stuck in. A lot of people still want to see a physical reality. Okay.
Right.
I understand that. But if a thought is non-physical, it is. And we all agree that we think, well, what is a thought? It's a scalar wave. A right. thought transcends time and space. A thought cannot be impeded by any object. My instrument has demonstrated that a thought or scalar wave can pass through a wooden board.
Mm.
Nothing can stop a scalar wave.
Wow, look at that. Yep, it lights up the bulb. Yep.
So that's at the speed of thought.
Right.
So what's the point here? Everybody has thoughts or emotions. What are thoughts and emotions? They're scalar waves.
Mm.
It's scalar energy. Okay. Everybody believes in the concept of love. Love is a scalar wave. Any type of emotion is a scalar wave. And this is why we have to think in a positive fashion, in an upright positive fashion. So what we think is what we inherit. What we think is what we achieve.
Right.
If you're a happy person, you'll probably attract happiness and you'll make others happy. If you're miserable, you're gonna spread your misery to the world. And this has been, well, at least this is anecdotally been proven. And this is why so many, even entrepreneurs realize you better go to the office with a good attitude.
Yes.
If you have a lousy attitude, you probably have a lousy business day.
And I even talk a lot about on my podcast because I was diagnosed with cancer when I was 66. It was lymphoma. I knew it was curable at the time, but still I had to go through everything. I lost my hair, blah, blah, blah. But the first thing I talk about is attitude is key. If you don't Yes. believe you can be cured, you won't be cured. First thing you have to work on is your mindset. Mindset, and that's whether it's cancer or your business that you're doing, whatever you're involved with, mindset is key. And I've talked about that on many of my podcasts.
It is. So again, this is the new science in which, yes, we can verify there is intelligence, scalar intelligence.
Right.
It is the consciousness of the universe. It serves us the instructions of the universe. This is free energy. A thought is free. The energy from the sun to the stars, scalar light, is free.
Right.
Now, as we develop this industry, we're going to be able to take light bulbs. I'm putting my light bulb still in its factory packaging, right? And they can illuminate.
Hmm.
So we're going to illuminate the world. This is free energy. Not only can we improve our quantum health,
right.
we're going to improve the world condition. We're going to have free, well, relatively inexpensive energy. Energy from the sun and the stars that's not chemical.
Right.
There's no pollution.
Can't harm us. Can't electrocute us.
Yep.
Can't do any of that, right?
Yeah.
Well, and I think people shouldn't be afraid. We all get on airplanes all the time. I don't know how the airplane gets up in the air. I don't know anything about the science, but I still get on the plane because I want to go somewhere. So you shouldn't be afraid to try this because there's no side effects. There's nothing that you can be harmed by. So I encourage everyone to just go to Tom's website, take that 15-day free trial and see what happens. I mean, just try it out. It's like getting on an airplane, right?
Well, that's lesson number one. And I'd like your audience to try this.
Right.
And let's give it a few months and let's see the response of people. Let's see how people experience. Let's witness their testimonies. I want people to send in testimonies to you and to me.
Mm-hmm.
And after a few months, let's see where we can go with this. Let's see if perhaps we can do a follow-up interview. I'm all about results.
Right.
I want to see results over the next 3 or 4 months.
Yep.
If your audience has favorable results, then let's bring them back. Or if you want, you could read some of the testimonies anonymously.
Right.
At the end of the day, thanks. At the end of the day, to me, to Tom Palladino, it's all about performance. Talk mm-hmm. is cheap. I want to see performance. I perform as a researcher. I believe in performance. I want to perform for your quantum field.
Right.
I want to show you my performance capabilities. Send me your photographs.
Well, I think that's great. And I do encourage my audience to go to Tom's website and do the free trial. Get back to me with your results. And we'll do a follow-up with Tom, you know, maybe 3 months, 4 months. We'll see, you know, when it's appropriate to follow up. We'll definitely be following up with Tom. So for any of you that have had results, please, good or bad, just let us know what the results are. We'd like to share it with everyone.
Yes. Thank you so much. ScalarLight.com.
Thank you for being my guest today. You have anything else you want to say before we go?
No, scalarlight.com. Visit the website. God bless everybody.
Great. Thank you so much. And thank you for being my guest. This has been so enlightening.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Kick-Ass Boomers. For more information on today's guest, along with the show notes and other inspiring resources, buzz on over to kickassboomers.com. And don't forget to join our kick-ass community on Facebook or LinkedIn to continue the conversation. Be bold, not old.
Looking to take your podcast to the next level with video? Are you looking to develop a podcast but don't know where to start? From recording and editing to final distribution and marketing, we can help every step of the way to make your podcast stand out and get the results it deserves. Contact us today at premierpodcastpros.com to take your podcast to the next level.